today.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Would love to continue talking about how radio executives seem to have Stockholm syndrome when it comes to the FCC. Maybe we'll get a chance to continue that conversation, but the phone lines are loaded. Let's go to the calls and talk to Puke in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hello, Puke.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the events that happened last Friday in Manchester.
Oh, are you referring to the federal government agents coming and investigating various free staters?
Yes.
Okay.
So the day after that, we had the Manchester area porcupines meeting, and I decided to make the drive over. And I don't think anyone's called in about it, so I thought I'd give a little update.
Okay.
The one gentleman that they could not find that they were apparently looking for, whose name is Rob, he decided to show up to the meeting and give the investigators a call to let them know that, you know, they had put out this warning that if he did not contact them within 24 hours, there would be an arrest warrant. So he gives them a call and says, you know, I'll be here at Murphy's Tap Room at 11 o'clock, and you guys can come and interview me all you want. And they say, it's not a good time. We're not going to do it now.
Yeah, hear something about that.
There's the Columbus Day weekend coming up, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a Saturday, so, well, this guy's apparently a huge deal, but, well, you know, we got the weekend off.
Right, yeah, he was so important that they went over to the Porcupine Manor, as it's called. Of course, we're talking about the Free State Project, an organization of thousands of liberty lovers all moving to New Hampshire in order to make a stand for liberty. These are nonviolent people. These are the friendliest. I mean, Gardner, you've met a number of them.
Oh, yeah.
They're some of the friendliest, nicest, most nonviolent people you've ever encountered. I guess there's a chance that a Free State Project member could be a violent agitator, and that's what the feds were concerned about. They were going around interviewing free staters that live in the Manchester area, asking them questions about this guy named Rob that had allegedly made some threats online. And I don't know if anybody's actually ever seen the threats or anything like that, but that's what they were looking for. It was supposedly to make sure that everyone was safe and that there wasn't actually a threat. So that's what supposedly they were doing. Of course, they ended up asking all kinds of intrusive questions of these free staters, like, you know, why are you living here? What did you move here for? And, you know, what's your mother's maiden name? You know, all kinds of intrusive information, and they were very rude about it. They weren't very nice. They were very threatening, as, you know, they're federal government agents. So
even when they interviewed one of the residents who just moved here, a single mother with two children, they interviewed her and both threatened and tried to bribe her to find out where Rob was at. You know, I mean, that's the kind of nice people that they are, you know.
Classy. Right. And so then they said, he needs to call us in less than 24 hours, which he did. So he did contact them.
Yeah.
And then they just said, eh.
Yeah, and they promised they wouldn't make an arrest warrant. So, you know, what good is their word? So I just thought I'd talk about that. I haven't heard anything since then. But I'm sure information will show up eventually.
You know, when they showed up on Friday at the Murphy's Tap Room looking for this guy the first time, and they started interviewing people there, including the lady you mentioned, who we talked to over the weekend, I think, and you can hear that if you listen to our archives. But when they showed up, there was one of the Free Staters was there doing his Ridley report. Dave Ridley, he calls our show from time to time and gives us updates. And he's got a great little thing on YouTube. I believe it's YouTube. If you go to YouTube and you look for Ridley Report.
Yes, Ridley Report.
It'll come up. It's brilliant because it's like a window into the world of the Free State Project, of the members that have moved here. It's like a window to the world of activism, and it's really exciting. It's exciting me to watch the Ridley Report, and I'm already here. So I can only imagine how exciting that must be for somebody who's across the country thinking about moving here. But when they went and talked to these people at the tap room, Ridley was there with his camera. Mm. And of course, the tap room is sort of a Free Stater hangout.
Yeah.
So I don't think that the feds knew quite what to expect, or at least maybe they just quite haven't figured out yet that, you know, we're just not this group of people that's here and there.
Right. And, you know, you could think of this tap room some dark, smoky place that's very dangerous, full of people that, you know, with knives in their belts. Nothing like that. I mean, it's just a sports bar.
Well, there are people with guns.
They may very well have guns,
right?
But so?
Well, that's because Free Staters tend to open carry, you know, because it's legal here in New Hampshire. We want to exercise that right. But, you know, there's a cameraman around getting their faces on tape. I don't think the feds liked that one bit. I don't think they liked dealing with the Free Staters. That's just my impression.
No, they couldn't have expected people to just show up out of nowhere to support these people either. I'm sure they're not used to that.
Probably not. I hope they get used to it and they figure out that messing with the Free State Project members is just going to be a waste of their time because we're too well organized. We've got Porcupine.
Exactly,
we've got these different ways of communicating that can get information out almost instantaneously to other activists so they can respond to federal harassment. Look, go after the tax dodgers in some other state or go after some real criminal, somebody who's actually out threatening violence. Because we're not the ones you're looking for. We're not the droids you're looking for.
Yeah, and Dave is doing an awesome job. You can't talk about him enough. I showed his website on YouTube to my mother, and she's like, oh, so this is what you guys are doing and everything. And we even did a protest for Lauren at the jail there that Saturday afternoon. And I think it was him with his tripod and his professional look that might have encouraged WMUR, the local television station, to show up and interview us and make a report.
Very cool.
That was very interesting.
What I found interesting was some of the pictures you took, and it's also in Dave's video, of you guys were out front of the jail where Lauren Canario is being held, another Free Stater. She was trying to drive from point A to point B, and they pulled her over and charged her with all kinds of things like not having a license and all that other nonsense.
She didn't have a suspended license. She just had let it lapse, isn't that correct?
I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, she didn't have the papers, so they put her in a jail cell. And you guys were out there protesting, which I think is awesome. I mean, it's just amazing that somebody could get arrested for something like that, and there's six people at least out in front of the jail holding various different signs.
Nine of us at one point.
Nine? That's awesome.
And you know, the other thing about it is
it's always short notice.
Yeah, even with other areas, if you have freedom supporters, they might be so far away, but on something like that, you know, if there is a problem, people can get called in very easily, very quickly, if it's a fast sort of thing.
Well, we're spread all across the state,
awesome.
So it's not like we're all living in some enclave somewhere.
Yep.
And in addition, what was the most interesting part was how many people, Puke, would you say, came up to the window in the jail, like in the administrative area of the jail? You were facing those windows. What's the total number of bureaucrats that you saw just watching you, just standing there watching?
I think at one point we could make out seven people in the window just staring at us. And they had the cameras pointing at us. You know, they had these directional cameras that they could turn and they'd look at us. And then we moved to another side of the jail and you could see people peeking out. And they would just, I guess they had nothing better to do in the jail than watch.
Right. No, they don't. They don't have anything better to do, and that's proof of it. The fact that seven bureaucrats had the time in their day to just stand there and watch out the window as you guys stood there and did a protest just goes to show exactly how busy these bureaucrats
are.
Well,
prison guards, it's a lot of waiting around.
So they weren't
something
guarding
terrible.
Anything.
Something
and we
terrible
also had
happened.
Some cops and cars and a couple guys I saw drive by in a unmarked, like, civilian car in uniform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they were just doing nothing but keeping an eye on us because, you know, in America, crazy people peaceably assembling, you know, that's so unusual.
Yes, it is unusual, and they better get used to it because it's going to keep happening. The more they arrest Free State Project members and other liberty lovers, because it's not just Free Staters that are getting active. We're also getting this is the coolest thing about the Free State Project, and we knew this was going to happen, is that more liberty lovers come into the state. It excites the existing liberty lovers in the state, like you, Gardner. You're not a Free State Project member.
Oh, it gets you so thrilled.
Yeah, it really gets you going again. If you were feeling down about the increase of government, you can start feeling good again. And so we get a lot of people on our side that aren't movers to New Hampshire. They're New Hampshire natives that are so excited about this. So it's not going to stop. The crowds outside of the jails are just going to grow. And so, you know what? What I found most interesting was the reaction of some of the guards up there that were watching, or administrative bureaucrats. One of them gave the up yours sign. You know, I don't know how to describe it.
Again, classic.
Closed fist, straight out in front of you, and then, you know, hitting the other arm into the closed fist, basically. And they were very upset by your presence, obviously. So we're already upsetting them, we're perturbing them, we're bothering them, we're forcing them to spend their time on us. You know,
yeah,
it's just going to get worse, guys. Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it. Appreciate the story, man. Yeah, I mean, the government better just get used to it. You know, the more you mess with Free State Project members, the more you mess with liberty activists, the more it's going to come back on you. The more activism is going to come the way of your department and your bureaucracy. And You don't want to deal with that. You want to deal with people that are easy to push around. You want to go after the, you know, the little guys, the guys that are going to roll right over. Oh, except we're going to come to their defense, too. Uh-oh. Things are going to get really tricky for these government guys here. The more they mess with innocent people that haven't ever harmed anyone else, the more we're going to jump on their case. 800-259-9231. Now, you want to go arrest a real criminal, like a murderer or a rapist? We'll cheer you on. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anders from Midas. October 8th, 2007, gold, 735.60-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $758.47, $374 for half, $187 for quarter. That's $758.47, $374 and $187. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the sleight of hand and incremental implementation Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8794. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8794. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8794. 1-800-330-8794.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of your waves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org as we continue with the phone calls and go to Jeff in St. Louis. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Guard and Mark. Jeff, St. Louis, going once. Jeff in St. Louis, going twice. Let's try Mario in California. Do we have Mario on the line? Mario? Oh,
hello?
Hey, Mario.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I want to talk about gun control.
Sure.
Hello?
Yeah, come on. You're on, man.
Okay, I live in, like, in Richmond, right? And, like, my cousin lives in North Richmond. And I don't know if you haven't noticed or anything, but it's, like, one of the most dangerous places on, like, the U.S. and whatever.
Richmond in California.
Near
San Francisco?
Yeah, California.
Huh? Near San Francisco?
No. Well, it's by San Francisco, though.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And basically I was talking to one of my teachers and stuff and told him how Ron Paul is going to take out all the guns and laws and all that stuff. He said that would be crazy because, like, to look at North Richmond, how crazy it is now, and just imagine everybody with guns, it would be madness or whatever.
Well, all the restrictive gun laws in California don't prevent the gangbangers from getting their guns. So did you bring that up to him?
I did, but he said even so, people would still kill each other and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what's happening now. People are killing each other right now in California.
Right, and you can't carry a gun to prevent that from happening.
Maybe you should ask your teacher why it is the mass killings aren't going on in New Hampshire or Vermont or Alaska.
And then some of the students were saying how it's kind of racist and everything, but you're saying how white people are not crazy like Mexicans or black people.
Yeah, I'd say that's racist.
Now, what you're talking about there is poor people, and poor people, you know, unfortunately, morals cost money. It's life's a little cheaper down on the low end of the scale, and they may or may not be black or Mexican there in Richmond, but I think that you'll probably have in a culture where guns are free, you'll have poor people shooting each other just like you do now. But currently, it's just illegal for somebody, a good law-abiding citizen, to protect themselves.
Yeah, I mean the fact, you know, if that's where they want to bring it to is racism, then you might as well just end the discussion at that point. Because I mean, you really racists are so close-minded and bigoted and ignorant, it's not even worth talking to those people. But nonetheless, there are other countries as well that you can point to. Great Britain, the United Kingdom, passing a ban on handguns. After handguns were banned, home invasions went up dramatically. I mean, the evidence is out there, and it's solid, that guns in the hands of law-abiding people keep people safe. When you take guns out of the hands of law-abiding people, then, well, only the criminals have them, and that's just a fact. And, you know, there are going to be a lot of people like your teacher and the people in your class in school there in California, because they've been raised to believe these things. That's what the government schools teach over there. Very consistently they teach these things.
I think government schools pretty much everywhere teach that.
But right. Oh, but yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire is, moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, is such a great solution. Because then you don't have to undo all the teachings there in California. You can just come here and move to a place where even the Democrats own guns. And even the Democrats understand that gun possession is a good idea. I mean, the Democrats and Republicans here in this state are of a completely different breed than you'll find out in California. It really is a different country. And it's really outrageous that we all have to be tied together by this federal government as though people in New Hampshire have much in common with the people in California. I don't think there is that much in common beyond the fact that we all speak English. So,
Mario, I think people in California want to protect themselves, though.
Well, I know that, but they're restricted by the laws, and so therefore you can have guns, but you can't take them out of your home or something like that. Anyway, Mario, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I want to talk about taxes.
Sure.
Ron Paul wants to get rid of taxes, right? Completely?
He wants to get rid of the IRS.
I think he wants to start with the IRS, but I've heard him talk about, you know, cutting back on other taxes as well. But the IRS is definitely his major target.
Okay, because I was wondering about the police and all that stuff.
What about them?
Like, if we don't have taxes, who's going to pay for the police?
Well, now, local taxes are what's funding your local police force. Now, they do get some federal money, but they don't have to operate with that federal money, so the federal money can go away, and you'll still have your local police. Ron Paul, in fact, would like to get rid of the federal police. He would like to get rid of the CIA and the FBI and all those other alphabet, NSA, those other agencies that are unconstitutional, and that's what your federal tax taxpayer dollars are going to fund, not really your local cops. Mara, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Always love to hear from our younger listeners that are in the government school system, because very interesting some of the things that go on there that we aren't privy to, because it's been a decade since I've been in high school. Mark, longer and longer for you, gentlemen.
Two decades.
And a lot changes. It doesn't take that long for things to get worse and things to deteriorate in the government school. So it's really important to have allies in on the inside there to tell us some of the indoctrination techniques that they're using and just some of the nonsense that goes on there.
Indoctrination techniques. That's just what they believe. I mean,
you can call it whatever you want, Mark.
Yep. 800-259-9231.
Let's go to BJ in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello. BJ. Kentucky.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes. Kind of. Well, no. Kind of.
You sound far off and echoey. If you can do anything to remedy that situation, it would be much preferred. Hello?
Hello?
All right, well, go ahead and with your point. We'll let you get that out. Go ahead.
How's that?
Much better.
Yes.
All right, BJ, hit it.
Thanks for having me, guys. I've got two points for you. One, where I work today, we had a training on fraud.
Okay,
and the concept here was doing the paperwork, fraudulating the paperwork so that you're getting the funding because it's a lot of it is funded through state and federal funding, and saying that things happened that didn't happen, saying that materials were used that weren't used, et cetera, and how that could be prosecuted, how you could get fired, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, fraud is bad. We got that.
Well, but the issue that really just kind of, I gave up. I wasn't even focused in after this was, we had a handout that went along with the PowerPoint presentation, and how they go, these cheesy little pictures with sayings under them that go with the
inspiration or motivation, or what are some of the other ones?
Cooperation.
That's
friendship.
Handshake.
Well, this one, going along with fraud, had a picture of Benjamin Franklin on it. And this is something I would have not expected from him. And I've been trying to look the exact quote up again, but I can't seem to find it. But it was along the lines of, it is not a good and moral man who would steal money from the government. And
how do you steal money from the government?
Because of the fraud. Because
filling out fake welfare forms, that sort of thing. I see.
Right, filling out saying, okay, we did this activity, we did this, we used these materials in our facility, and here's funding, here's paperwork so we can get reimbursed for it. And a lot of that is regulated and audited constantly to see if these things occurred, so that money is not being given for things that didn't happen or being exaggerated. And it was we talked about something called the False Claims Act.
I certainly agree that stealing is a bad thing. Of course, the government stole your money first, so...
Exactly. That's what it was like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, I got a couple thoughts on Franklin, I'll tell you later.
We'll bring that back here in a moment. Hang on, BJ. We'll bring you back as well, 800-259-9231. We'll talk to Bill and Matt, and ladies, if you call in, you come first on Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom-designed look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free in-home design consultation. Call right now to save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry! Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-300-8069. That's 1-800-300-8069. 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Weikertz Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Be sure to tune in to our new program, Crash, Are You Ready?, which airs just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones, weekdays, Monday through Friday. On Wednesday, October 10th, we will feature a very special guest, Congressman Ron Paul. Congressman Ron Paul will discuss the parasitic debt money system of the Federal Reserve Bank and what he would do to make positive changes in an era of false flag manufactured fear. As the neocon artist's relentless assault on our freedoms increases, one man has stood as a bulwark against the one-world debt slavery system, Congressman Ron Paul. Again, be sure to tune in Wednesday, October 10th, to our new program, Crash, Are You Ready?, for this very special interview.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231, SACL's CAI toll free line. That is 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. The bulletin board system included over 250,000 posts. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like a corporation, living trust, will, any of these things. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
Now, we're going back to the phones here in a moment, but Gardner, you said you had a couple comments on Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah,
our caller brought it up.
Absolutely. The Ben Franklin thing, it's interesting because when I was working on this piece on laissez-faire for the Mises Institute, it's over at the Mises Institute now. I looked up some things about Franklin, and it's interesting because, you know, that Lockean dilemma of the only justified government is that government which is created to protect our property and our lives from encroachments by others. And yet, what if we don't want to give the money up to the government to form that protection service.
Then it threatens your life and your property.
It's a problem. Or what if they want too much? What if you don't agree that that amount is enough? Or, you know, whatever it might be, you know, the majority is not the one to decide for you. It should be voluntary, which leads you towards the laissez-faire system of non-government and capitalism. And it was interesting because Ben Franklin is often cited as being the one who said, those who will give up a measure of freedom for security didn't deserve neither freedom nor security.
The internet says that's what he said.
Yeah, exactly. And the interesting thing that then moves, you know, I moved to the next thought, which is, well, if that's the case, then why did he support the signing of the Constitution to give up a measure of freedom for security?
Great question.
See, that so that's a
were
dilemma.
Were they principled guys?
He was a pretty principled guy, but
not enough.
He was sort of, no, exactly. He was sort of halfway between the Hamiltonian big federal government guys and the Jeffersonian, you know, close to anarchist state sort of guys. He was just sort of in between them.
Glad we had him there rather than not there, I guess.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Nonetheless, let's continue and go back to BJ in Kentucky. BJ, you had another point?
Yes, I do. And I want to thank you all for taking my call tonight. I appreciate it.
You made the call. We just took it. Not a problem. What's on your mind?
My question is, I've been listening to a lot of the archived shows. I'm a new listener, and I'm trying to catch up with the show, so to speak.
Okay.
And just want to get your all's input on, you talk about how large companies, you know, that's a debate that comes up. Large companies can become so powerful that they become like government entities. And many could argue that a lot of the companies, the huge corporations that exist now, are almost like their own governments, you know, because they're so large, they have manpower and resources beyond fathomability.
Yeah, but you can't really make that comparison. It's not a fair comparison because those companies aren't employing the use of force to do business.
Right.
They may be large, they may be overbearing, they may be ubiquitous, but they aren't ever pointing guns at their customers. Now, the ones that use government to get their way or use government to pave the way to new markets, like the oil companies, for instance, yeah, you could chalk them up as being certainly complicit to violence, but they themselves don't actually do the dirty work.
Right, certainly. I understand that, but, I mean, that's not a point I would argue. But my concern is when they get that large and you have concerns with them, and I know the textbook answer is, well, don't do business with them.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say, for example, you have a conflict with a huge corporation like I'm having right now over a product and a discrepancy, and, you know, hundreds of dollars are involved, and it ultimately becomes my word against theirs, and... You know, they're saying, you know, this did happen. I'm saying it didn't happen. You know, I'm out hundreds of dollars, and all I can do at that point is just not patronize them. And if they are as large as they are, and I've worked for a large corporation before, you know, one of the Fortune 50 companies,
mm-hmm.
You know, and anyone with a brain knows their customer service, you know, dedication is minimal because they're happy with.
They're not as motivated. You know, they've got a lot of customers.
And there's easy reasons, easy explanations here. Number one explanation is big corporations like to partner up with big government because when they get government on their side, it helps insulate them from new competition. So the reason why a lot of these big companies are as big as they are is because they've been protected to an extent from competitors by the government. If they had actually had to exist in a real marketplace environment, new competitors could jump in the game at any time that the people, that those individuals, those entrepreneurs saw the opportunity for profit. They wouldn't have to go to the government and jump through a bunch of hoops or beg for permission in order to get into the game. And even then, even when companies get so large, there's still a chance that they get, just sort of become too big for their britches, too bureaucratic. Clear Channel's a great example. For instance, I used to work, you say you work for a big corporation, I have as well.
Oh,
I work for Clear Channel.
Wow.
And you have too, Gardner.
Yeah.
And Clear Channel, it's the biggest radio station owner in the United States.
They've gotten a little smaller, but they're not a lot.
Well, the reason why they've gotten a little smaller is because they got a little bit too large, and they decided that they wanted to go private, and that meant they had to sell off a bunch. You know, they had to sell off a bunch of their stations, and so right now we're watching Clear Channel, that what used to be this radio behemoth, the biggest of all radio corporations, is now selling off its properties, selling them to much smaller radio companies. and they're downsizing, and they're not going to be public anymore. They're going to be privately owned, and that's going to do a lot to change the way they do business. So we're already seeing some major changes in these areas with some corporations. But the more protected they are from government, the less likely they are to innovate, the less likely they are to change or to care about their customers.
Protected by government.
Yes. So does that address your point, BJ?
Well, I think what's being missed here is, let's assume that they were completely private and there was no government involvement whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
The mentality still develops amongst consumers that, you know, if they have conflict with a company or feel like they've been mistreated as a customer, that people are overwhelmed. Well, you know, this company has billions and billions of dollars. All I can do is not patronize them and they lose my business. But, you know, there's not going to be any real effect on that company. I don't know about that.
I sort of suspected that's sort of what you meant, Ian. BJ, if you're going in that direction, which is that, let's say we had hypothetically a totally laissez-faire system. You yourself and your personal experience dealing with this large corporation, getting little satisfaction, and also being just one guy making barely a dent in this corporation's business. If you were to withdraw your business, what you'll find is, there is a threshold, and I think, you know, it's not that capitalism is perfect, but it works best, and there will be a threshold beyond which the possibility of competition will be such a threat to these guys that they're going to have to reform and at least conform to what the consumers are willing to accept. And if the consumers are unwilling to accept a certain amount of maybe mistakes or something like that for the convenience or the product that they're getting, you know, they're all things that are mixed in there, then they're going to turn elsewhere. Another company will come up. So
right.
there is a certain percentage of dissatisfaction for any group of customers in any market system. But the market itself provides for the greatest opportunity to rectify that.
And there's a certain level at which that things will change. So, yes, if you're in the service business, inevitably you're going to have customers come in. They're going to get upset at you for whatever the reason. They rolled out of the bed on the wrong side. They're upset, more prone to being upset, whatever. There are certain customers you just have to let go and understand that, well, we can't make everybody happy. But if there's a certain if that number starts getting larger and larger of customers that you're making unhappy, and then you're going to encounter problems, because word of mouth is a very, very powerful motivator, and also something can motivate people to stay away from a business. So not only can you tell the business that, hey, you did something wrong to me here and I don't appreciate the way you did business, you can also tell your friends, you can also tell your family members, you can also tell your neighbors, you can also post it online. Nowadays, a consumer has far more power and far more of the ability to share his viewpoints with others than ever in the past. You can go on, there are consumer websites out there that allow you to log complaints about bad business interactions with businesses. So you can go and, you know, type up Walmart or type up, you know, whoever it is, and get a whole list of laundry list of things that have been done. And of course, then the more egregious the offense, the more likely it is that news media is going to want to cover it. And once news media steps into the picture, then corporations get really nervous, and then they really start changing behavior. I mean, whoever would have thought McDonald's would be selling salads? I mean, the fact is, these corporations, even the big ones, they do respond to consumer demand. BJ, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can take control of this. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment?
Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything even in these remaining moments. 800-259-9231 may be enough time for your call. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live and look good in the process, go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. All kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like Free Talk Live hats and t-shirts and hoodies.
I wore my hoodie over here today. It was a little cool on my riding my bicycle and decided I'll wear my hoodie.
It's a nice product, isn't it? Kept you warm, didn't it?
Yep, right across the back, Free Talk Live.
And the logo is the logo's on the front, too, so it's dual-sided. We did not cheap out on these products, okay? So, again, go to store.freetalklive.com. I think you'll like what we're offering. And don't forget to get yourself a free bumper sticker while you're at it. You don't even have to place an order to get a free bumper sticker. It's just free. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope, and it shall be yours to adorn the backside of your vehicle or bike or laptop case. I like the people. I put mine on my laptop, so whenever you flip it open, Free Talk Live, right there.
Nice.
800-259-9231. Let's go to Bill in New Hampshire. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Bill, New Hampshire, going once.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and El G. Grande.
Hey, Bill.
What's on your mind?
I heard you guys talking about nuclear devices before, and I'll call them devices, not weapons, because they are really tools. And I was just sort of wondering, you know, if we're going to sort of make our society progress to where we have, you know, less and smaller government, what's going to happen when, you know, very large corporations are going to want to start getting deep into the earth and using nuclear devices for mining? I mean, who's going to take control of that?
It's an interesting postulate.
What do you think, Phil?
So, you know, somebody's going to have to, you know, be going out there and doing, you know, pure, you know, good scientific research with nuclear isotopes and things like that, and they're going to have breeder reactors and all those other things that are, you know, going to produce all the things that, you know, we've been, you know, accustomed to in, you know, our civilization. You know, there's a lot of medical applications and things like that. You know, are we going to have some, you know, town aldermen in, you know, the town where the factory exists to do all this stuff, you know, hire some dumb schmuck to go in there and do an inspection where, you know, there's people who are, you know, PhD and above nuclear physicists, you know, doing things that they can't possibly understand? I mean, you know, how are they going to tell whether or not you've got too much, you know, nuclear stuff for what you need, or not enough, or the way you're storing it's dangerous? You know, aren't you know, these people are going to be the best ones to decide.
Right. All the history of nuclear problems like Chernobyl and that sort of thing really didn't have a lot to do with, I mean, was Chernobyl privately run? I doubt it. That was probably the Russian government that was
doing
that.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Not Russia. And Ukraine.
Right. And there have been more developments in the marketplace that have made nuclear technology far safer than it ever was in the past. It's just the U.S. government is standing in the way saying, well, you can't build these nuclear power reactors and you can't do anything with nuclear this or that. So I think that if you just leave it in the hands of the people in search of profit, they'd be I think they'd be careful. Of course, everybody's going to, all the corporation haters are going to say, what are you talking about? They'll kill anybody if it means they can make a profit. But I don't know. I mean, Mattel, and we just talked about corporations. Mattel's probably taken a big hit in sales ever since the allegation came out about the lead paint.
And they had the opportunity to blame it on China, just keep their mouth shut. And they issued an apology to,
right,
to the manufacturer and all that kind of stuff.
They took the blame, and, I mean, that was just lead paint. Imagine if a company got involved in something dangerous with nuclear weapons and they weren't taking the proper precautions, that would be the end of them.
No, it'd be like the end. Britney Spears disc.
It wouldn't be perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but
I don't
have a court system.
Is, and I think a lot of the people that were complaining before about, you know, these corporations where you can't do anything except, you know, stop buying their product. I mean, you know, you brought up the thing where you're going to have feedback from people. I'm sure there's probably going to be third-party arbitrators who are going to, you know, do things. I'm sure you can probably do something where you sign a contract with the large corporation. But, I mean, everybody's thinking that, you know, just because you're going to buy a product from a large corporation, that it's going to be a risk-free transaction. And nothing could be farther from the truth. I mean, you know, if you go out and you buy a bunch of lumber and you build a product for yourself, is it going to be perfect? No, it's only going to be as good as you think it's going to be.
Absolutely.
You know, there's plenty of cheap tools and stuff out there, you know, that people, you know, buy just because they're throwaway tools. They're not going to last forever.
Consumers still have to, you know, buyer beware, caveat emptor. I mean, as Gardner pointed out, the marketplace isn't perfect, but it is the damn best thing.
It never will be because people are never perfect.
Yeah. Right. Well, and really, the more precaution you take, the better your purchase is going to be. And that's what you need people to understand, is that while the marketplace does have some things in place that are going to bring up the average level of a purchase, in that you can sort of expect to get a decent product at a decent price because of competition, you're still kind of foolish to not go and do the research yourself and to not check out the products you're purchasing before you buy them, because you won't get the best deal unless you do that.
Right. When we say that the market isn't perfect, at the very least, companies are motivated to try to do their best. The government is unmotivated. They don't have the same sort of signals from
nope.
the marketplace
not
that,
at all
that companies do.
The government doesn't even have
a fraction of it.
I mean, the government responds to market signals, even just only partial market signals, once every 2 to 4 years, and it's only again for a short amount of time, and only a certain segment of the marketplace that they're responding to. Only those that take the time to say something to the government.
If Mattel had some small problem come up again that hit the news, like this lead paint did, likely they'd go out of business if another small thing happened within the next year. If the government made two mistakes like that, absolutely nothing, but they'd raise our taxes. The government's going to be in place. Nothing's going to make it go away unless shy of an armed revolution.
They won't even fire their people at the government. I mean, at these corporations, they'll axe the people that made the mistakes or made the bad decisions.
If the government lets them.
Yeah, that's true. Great points. Bill, any other thoughts?
That's about it. You're busy tonight. Thanks.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Is corporations the best answer? No. I mean, corporations on their own are government creations. The corporation is a concept that government created, that lawyers created, in order to insulate the corporate owners from any sort of liability. So if we didn't have government around, then we wouldn't have corporations by default. What we'd have is businesses run by individuals. And you better believe that
more responsible for their own actions.
If an individual is going to be able to be held responsible for the actions of the people at his business, he's going to be very, very cautious about doing something that could potentially harm others. And again, Bill mentioned third-party arbitration and that sort of thing. People can be in the marketplace can be really held responsible for malfeasance. Whereas today, you know, if you've got the right government connections as a corporate entity, you're almost untouchable. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the amp line and talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Matt.
Ian, Mark, and Gardner, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to go over a little bit on the morphology of the word emo.
Okay, emo as in emotional, this sort of sad, depressing sort of music and culture that's out there. What about it?
Yeah, my son happens to call himself an emo. Anyway,
does he wear girls' jeans?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
When I went to high school some 30 years ago, this guy, Emo Phillips, was actually in my high school.
Oh, wow.
Really?
But
okay.
His name's not Emo. His name was, I don't know what his real name was. He got the name Emo because the high school I went to had two campuses, a north campus and a south campus. And we split them up into the south campus had freshmen and sophomores, and the north campus had juniors and seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a small building by the north campus, which we called the west campus, where we sent children that weren't able to learn as quickly as others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we called those kids emos.
Why?
Because it was kind of mean. And really, I mean, the reason why, to be perfectly honest, was because they were emos.
sort of the noise that they made? Because they're retarded?
Because of how they spoke and acted and because they were retarded.
Okay.
And we were mean kids.
That's what kids do. I'm sorry.
I'm going to ask that now, okay? But you know, that's where...
I was a mean kid, too.
And Mr. Phillips was known as an emo, and he took that to heart, and he used it as a stage name. And his comedy is actually what he's like. If you watch him on stage, it's not really an act. That's what he's like.
Wow.
So, you know, and it's very funny. He became a very, very funny person.
You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. Matt, thanks for the story. We appreciate it. Let's go. In the meantime, in the remaining moments here, Locke in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Locke, you got about 20, 30 seconds. What's on your mind, sir? Locke in Montana, KGEZ. Okay. I guess Locke's gone. Well, then, 800-259-9231.
That was very interesting. So he was as quirky emo as he is today. That's pretty wild.
And I did look on Wikipedia, and apparently Emo Phillips has nothing to do with the emo movement, from what I can tell.
There you go. Now we know a little bit more about this emo thing. 800, we're done. Anyway, it has been Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
We shall return, or at least Mark and I, tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join Gardner on his show every afternoon from 1 to 4 o'clock. You can get it at libertyconspiracy.com. See you tomorrow.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.